Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Well, we've just looked at the immediate future of work and now health in the workplace. Just like regular health screenings can detect illness before they become severe, proactive financial planning helps prevent financial hardship when life throws unexpected challenges our way. Whether it's severe illness like cancer, a sudden disability, or even retirement, having the right financial safety nets in place can mean a real difference between security and financial distress. And I want to discuss the connection now between health and financial well-being. And I'm joined tonight by Howard Fries, a certified financial planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance. Howard, a very warm welcome to you. So proactive financial planning, how does it compare to regular health screenings? Make the connection for me.
Jeremy, thank you for having me. Well, similar to cancer, with your severe illnesses like cancer, you would do your yearly screening. The most important thing there is that you want to get early prevention. So you do early screenings for early prevention to protect yourself. And when it comes to your financial planning, it's very similar. The reason why we start addressing these needs much earlier is because we want to identify what the potential risks are and what are the mechanisms we can put in place to mitigate these risks and to prepare yourself well in advance. The biggest risk is not taking any action. And that's why starting with these journeys much sooner is better.
And the not taking any action, is it your experience that this is something people tend to either ignore or maybe are even just too nervous or even afraid to deal with it?
Absolutely, Jeremy. So a lot of people, they tend to delay these type of decisions. For example, a lot of people tend to say, I'm very young. I'm healthy. I don't need to address this now. I can address it in future. I don't have the financial capacity to do it now, so I'll do it 2-3 years from now. And time is the biggest risk that we have. Unfortunately, not buyback time. So the longer we put these type of things off, addressing these type of needs, the harder it becomes to achieve these goals over time. And when we look at it, the longer you put off addressing these needs, you get older, your new needs arise, and your financial capabilities may not be where it is 2 years ago because of just, for example, rising cost of living.
What's the best age to start then?
That is such a tricky question. I believe the best age to start is as soon as you finish university. So as soon as you finish university and you get your first job, that's when you should look at addressing these needs. And the reason for that is when you start your first job, you hardly have expenses or you have very little expenses. You have more disposable income at your side. And that's when you can start doing proper planning where you can set aside some money to address your risk needs, such as your death, disability, severe illness. Mm-hmm. But it also allows you to save for unexpected costs. So starting as soon as you get your first job or just when you come out in university is the best time.
Howard, I want you to frighten me and maybe frighten our listeners a little bit tonight. Give me it bluntly. What real financial risks do individuals and families face when they are dealing with a severe illness, like a cancer diagnosis, for instance?
So one of the biggest risks, and I'll give you an example with cancer. The first biggest risk there is your ability to not earn an income, which is the reality of it. If you're diagnosed with a cancer, you may have to go into hospital, you may be booked off work, you may have to go for treatment. And during this period of time, you're not earning a salary. So that's where the biggest fright is that if I'm not able to work, how do I earn a salary? And that's where we have particular products in place like disability income. So a disability income product protects your ability to earn an income. So if you get cancer and you are not able to work for a particular period of time, your disability income policy protects you for that. The other big cost there is unexpected costs. Like your medical aid would cover your in-hospital care, but what about post-hospital care and lifestyle adjustment needs? That's where your severe illness policy comes in to protect your financial needs.
And Howard, all of that makes perfect sense, and I understand it. But medical aid, severe illness cover is there to protect families from financial hardships. But let's be honest, this does come at a cost.
Absolutely. So all of this comes at a cost, and that's why financial planning is so important. Because when we do sit down and look at your financial planning, we look at what are your priorities, what are your goals, what are your needs, what are your objectives, and how do we address these needs and objectives. Your medical aid is so important because it covers you and your family for in-hospital care, for all the diagnosis and illnesses and treatments that you may need. The medical aid is so important. Your disability income covers your ability to earn an income so that when you're not working, you can still earn an income. And your severe illness are there for your post-hospital care and your lifestyle adjustment needs. And that's why your medical aid, your severe illness, and your disability is so important. And that's why sitting down with your financial advisor and discussing what are your goals and your priorities are so important because they help you align all of this to your budget. It always comes down to the budget.
Howard, in your experience, what are the common financial mistakes that people make when facing a medical crisis?
One of the mistakes that a lot of people make is that, number one, due to financial constraints, they start cutting costs. Number one, they cut the medical aid, you cut your life policy, your severe illness, and then an unexpected event happens and you can't address those needs. So cutting your medical aid and your disability policies, those is a mistake. That's why the budget is such an important tool. So when you need to make these drastic decisions, we first look at your budget and then we look at how can we efficiently structure your budget so that you can address all these important needs?
Just a final one. You make a very important point that regular financial reviews can help people stay on track with long-term goals. How often should you undergo that review process?
Well, generally speaking, you would do a review with your financial advisor once a year, but it's not necessarily mandated that you can only see your financial advisor once a year. You should be seeing your financial advisor whenever there's a lifestyle change. So if you get married, if you have kids, if you are promoted at work and you get a new job, whenever there's a lifestyle change, or if there's a lifestyle event, like you get diagnosed with heart attack, cancer, stroke, when there's a life event, that's when you should be reviewing your plan to make sure what you have in place is still sufficient and or what steps need to be taken to make sure that your needs are fully addressed.
Some very good advice for us tonight. Howard Fries, thank you very much indeed. Certified financial planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.